Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tomorrow, the White Sox convention rolls into the South Loop at the Hilton Towers. This year, the Men in Black stocked up on the bats, adding Todd Frazier and Brett Lowry. Not much added to the pitching staff, but the young arms are expected to hold up. Also this year, a familiar face comes back to the organization. Willie Harris has signed on to be a hitting coach in the minor league system at Great Falls. Harris comes back to the Sox. You may remember Willie scoring the winning run of Game 4 of the World Series. After that season, Harris played in Boston and D.C. and Cincinnati, where he ended his career in 2012. Willie Harris will be at Sox Fest along with several of the 2005 champs, and he joins us now on the line. Willie Harris, welcome to The Download.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
How exciting is it to be back with the organization?
It's very exciting to be back in the organization, you know, kind of where I grew up. Starting out playing with the Orioles, you know, you're kind of a young kid and you really don't know your way. And I came over here to this organization, man, and they taught me a lot about baseball and about life and how to be a grown-up.
You know, for you, I mean, you're going to be coming back as a hitting coach. I don't know much about sort of what it takes to be a hitting coach. When you prepare yourself for that job, what is it? I mean, is it just fundamentals like we learn in Little League and high school, or do you have to bring your own philosophy to it?
I mean, I've spoke with a few different hitting coaches around the league right now. And they're all different. For me, I think it's all about getting to know your player, getting to know the guys, getting to know what they're capable of doing, knowing their strengths, knowing their weaknesses, and just keeping them positive. Because at some point, you know, if no one really didn't think they were good, they wouldn't be in the situation that they're in already. And sometimes as hitters, we lose confidence and we lose our way. You know, you can go 0 for 15 and you can be hitting the ball extremely hard, and then you can hit a 15 hopper through the infield. And it goes down as a base hit. So I think it's all about confidence and having the right mindset and being consistent on a consistent basis.
Well, I mean, you played, you retired in 2012, but, I mean, your heyday was, you know, with the Sox in 2005. How much has it changed? It feels like, you know, from everything from sabermetrics to what we
right.
saw with Moneyball, all that kind of stuff that, you
right.
know, do you have to approach the game of baseball and hitting in general in a different way now?
I mean, with the way the game has changed, you know, the front office, the general manager and stuff, they're going to definitely use a symmetric system. But it's you can't measure a kid's heart. You can't measure a kid's character. And when you're in a ball game, I mean, I can relate back to the 05 championship team. We had guys on that team who were just straight bulldogs, man. And that symmetric system would not have worked with that team.
Right.
And we just found a way to get it done. And like I said, I think it all boils down to your heart and character and just knowing you can do what you're capable of doing and going out and doing it.
Well, for you, I mean, you played several roles on the White Sox. I mean, you were starting at times. You were coming off the bench. As a hitter, especially, you know, for you, I mean, you really filled a pinch hitter role in the playoffs
right.
for the Sox. What's the mentality when you got to come in for one at bat, when you come in for a specific position, probably usually late in the game? Does your mentality
right.
have to change as a hitter?
Your mentality changes for sure. I mean, because when you come in late in the game, you're either facing the setup man or you're facing the closer, and those guys are the best in the league. So you only get one shot, and I think you just have to hunt that fastball, man. Most closers and most setup men, they love their fastball. They love to light up the radar gun, you know, especially if they're throwing 98, 99 miles an hour, which a lot of these players are doing now. You have to hunt the fastball, whether you're a pinch hitter or a regular everyday player. You want to hit the fastball. I don't know anybody in the major leagues right now who wants to hit a changeup or who goes up there wanting to hit a curveball. So you got to hunt that fastball.
What has your relationship been like with your hitting coaches over the years? I mean, Greg Walker, of course, is a big hitting coach in Chicago White Sox history. But talk about your relationship with your hitting coaches and what they taught you as a baseball player.
Well, speaking of Greg Walker, I still speak to Greg Walker right now today. He's one of the hitting coaches I called and kind of try to pick his brain a little bit on how to approach players, because you can't approach each player the same way. But for me, I mean, I've had Greg Walker as a hitting coach. I've had Rick Eckstein and Lenny Harris. And all of these guys, they all have different approaches, but it all boils down to hunting the fastball, being ready for the fastball. I know Lenny Harris used to use a quote as saying, don't miss the bus, which means, okay, don't be late for his cheese. Rick Eckstein used to use a quote, you know, you can't sneak the cheese by the rat. you know, things like that. So
you got to come up with some quotes, Willie. You got to come up with some quotes.
Man, I ain't quite got there yet, but I'm working on it. I'll come up with something fun.
Let me ask you this. You know, you as a player, I mean, you obviously, you know, wanted to be a baseball player, and you were you succeeded at the professional level. You know, when you were playing ball, did you think about your future? And did you think about, coaching is something I wanted to do?
When I was playing, when I was still being a player, I knew I was a lifer in this game. I knew it. It's just in my system, man. It's in my heart. Even when I was away from the game for the last 3-4 years, I keep up with everybody. I watch games, and you know, I still kind of feel like, you know, I know what's going on in the game. At the same time, I know my time has come and gone. So what I want to do now is I want to help younger kids who you know, get homesick when they're away from home, who when they struggle, they don't know which way to turn. And this game is a game of failure anyways, and you're going to struggle. So I just felt like, you know, it's something that I wanted to do to be able to contribute to help kids, and what better organization to put for than this one.
You've played in a lot of different organizations. You know, you played in Atlanta, you
right.
played in Cincinnati, Boston, the Nationals. Talk about your relationship with the White Sox, and more particularly your relationship with the city of Chicago.
Well, my relationship, I feel like every time I come here, it's like it's home for me. We came up here for a 10-year reunion back in July, I want to say it was.
Yeah.
And seeing those guys, man, Reinsdorf, Kenny Williams, Rick Hahn, all of those guys, and Art Kushner, and everybody who was in the war with us, it's a feeling that you can't explain it, because it's so real. You know, these guys care about you as a person, not only as, you know, baseball season goes. I mean, they care about you as a person. They care about your family. They just care about your well-being. And once you're in this organization, you have to do something really, really bad to work yourself out of it. I tell you that much, because they take care of their guys, man.
Well, what's it mean for you to come back and interact with the fans? Because, you know, Sox Fest is where the fans come out to meet players. And, I mean, you will always be remembered for Sox fans as the guy who scored the winning run that, you know, put
right.
us ahead in the World Series. So, you know, what's it like coming back and interacting with fans?
Well, for me, interacting with the fans, they get a chance to know who I am as a person. You know, when you're a ball player, it's strictly business when you're out on the field. But for a situation like this, what I'm here for now, it's strictly about the fans and giving the fans everything that they want and showing them how much we appreciate them and their support. And just giving them a chance to get to know Willie the person and not Willie the ex-baseball player.
Final question for you, Willie Harris. Like, I mean, is this not unlike your playing career? You're starting in the minors. But is the mm-hmm. ultimate goal for you to be a coach or a manager in the bigs?
My ultimate goal is to be a manager. You know, you got to start at the bottom of the pole, which is, you know, kind of what you're doing when you're a player. And what for me, I love the grind. I love the consistent grind on a day-to-day basis, and the dog days and the heat and trying to beat the other team. For me, that's what I love to do, the competition and just the drive, man. And ultimately, I want to be a coach or a manager in the big leagues. That's everybody's goal, whoever's coaching in the minor leagues. They obviously want to get to the show mm-hmm. someday. That's what I want to do.
Well, we'll be watching closely, hoping for Willie Harris to get the call up. just like
I appreciate that, man.
He's a hitting coach. Willie Harris is the new hitting coach for Great Falls in the minor league system for the Chicago White Sox. Of course, Willie Harris, part of the 2005 championship team. He's going to be at Sox Fest this weekend. Willie, thanks for taking some time out.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, guy.